And he always put out a new tree when he, every year, put out a new tree to keep a, keep him in procession. He had a June apple and soft apples, which I've never found anywhere else. Yellow soft apples, they were delicious. And you always found plenty of fruit. And he had muscadine and scuppernines. And we didn't have to go to the woods to hunt them because he had them on a big arbor like Ben, William Faulkner's got some of those up there at his house. I saw them, remind me of those days. But he had a big, long trellis about long from here at the road, and scuppernines is on one end of that, and muscadines on the other. They're mixed. And he had a Himalaya berry and blackberries. We went, you could go anywhere they wanted to and find blackberries. And then there was a dewberry that grew on wild on the side that we'd go out and get before the other berries came in. It grew along the railroad banks. We'd go down there and take a pan and get a lot of dewberry and make a dewberry pie.
And I'm interested in fruit. Did you have a peach that you could open?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people call them Albertas, but the Albertas, E-L-B-E-R-T. We had Alberta peaches. We had the cling peach. We had the Indian peach, which was red. They were cling to the pitch.
What was the Alberta?
Alberta is you can split them open that way. And then
what did you call the type that's... What did you call the type that you can split open and the seed falls out?
I think I've got them right here in this log.
Well,
I don't remember what to call them. Split open.
Freestone, clear seed.
Freestone, yeah, that's right, freestone.
Uh-huh.
Freestone's right. I got a new stock.
As you know, I'm not interested in what they call it today. I was wondering
what
you
called
it. Well,
that's what they call it. They're called freestone.
Freestone. And the thing that's inside, a cherry, that you have to...
Pits.
And did you tell me that you grew cherries?
Grandma had a lot of cherry trees. They didn't seem to do too well over there where Papa's garden orchard was. He had some. He had a big apple called a horse apple. I never have seen or heard one since. Grew down there by the railroad bank. And it was a great big apple, and it was late. And I was a big tree climber. I just tomboyed because I ran around with my brothers a lot. I used to climb the tallest tree you could find, and right up in the tip of it, I'd swing back and forward. I can't do things like that now like I did then. But
when you mentioned the other day drying apples, how would you describe the thing, what happens to the skin when you dry an apple?
I didn't leave the skin on because I didn't want the skin.
Oh, suppose
a lot of people want the skin, yeah, but I didn't.
What's the word there that you would
peel
use?
It?
No, when you keep the skin on, it would dry and the skin gets drawn up. What do you call that?
It's just shriveled.
Okay. Any other words here that you can remember? I appreciate you bringing up. The fruit that comes from Florida?
Citrus fruit?
Yes. Would you name different kinds?
Yes, there's the kumquats, which I like better than anything. You like kumquats?
Mm-hmm.
I like to eat them, pop them in my skin and all. Kumquats and tangerines and tangelos and grapefruit and oranges, navel oranges and